Well, in Nairobi, Kenya today, armed guards used tear gas to dislodge more than 24 Taiwanese citizens from a Kenyan detention center and forced them to board a flight to China. Taiwan is criticizing this, comparing it to kidnapping, but Beijing praised Kenya for supporting its One China policy, under which China maintains control over the island of Taiwan. Joining us now via Skype from Taipei is the BBC's Cindy Su. And Cindy, first of all, what happened in Nairobi?
Well, it might seem like something from a movie, but it's actually pretty much the state of Taiwan-China relations now, and it's feared that more of this will come in the coming months. Basically, the Taiwanese people who were detained in this jail in Nairobi had been acquitted, but today the Kenyan police try to go into the jail cell to take them and hand them over to the Chinese diplomats who are in Kenya. Now, the Taiwanese knew that they were about to be handed over to the Chinese, so they barricaded themselves inside this jail cell. They tried to prevent the Kenyan police from coming in. And all this time, they were using their mobile phones to take pictures and videos and pass on information to their family members back in Taiwan. But the Kenyan police eventually used tear gas to subdue these men. And they also eventually broke one of the walls in the jail cell to get inside. And they promptly handed over the Taiwanese to the Chinese. And the Taiwanese were put on a flight and flown back to China.
But if they were acquitted, why would they have been sent to China? Why would they have been handed over to Chinese diplomats?
Well, exactly. Technically, when someone's acquitted, they are allowed to go back to their home country. They're basically free people. But when they went to collect their passports from a police station in Kenya, they were detained right away. Now, the Taiwanese officials tell us that they believe it was the Chinese pressure all along that had been behind all this, that the Chinese basically pressured Kenya to detain these men and to hand them over to China, not Taiwan. And now that can be done without much resistance from Taiwan, because Taiwan actually doesn't have any diplomatic ties with Kenya. In fact, it has very few diplomatic ties with any country. It's not recognized by the international community, including the UN, as a country, because China still claims Taiwan as a province to be reunified one day, even though the two sides have been separated since the end of the Civil War in 1945. So Taiwan didn't have any diplomats in Kenya. So when it found out this was about to happen, it sent its South African diplomat representative over. But he was not able to stop the deportations because the Kenyan authorities prevented him from gaining access to the Taiwanese nationals. And in fact, he was prevented from getting inside a certain restricted area in the airport. So he actually couldn't do anything to help his countrymen.
Well, you bring us back there to the history of this and the relationship between China and Taiwan. But it seems like a step much farther than they've gone in the past to actually, in another country, go in and get these people and deport them to China and not Taiwan. These aren't Chinese citizens. They're Taiwanese.
Exactly. Well, this is something that has never happened before, even though there was a similar incident back in 2011. But back then, it was the Philippines that deported the Taiwanese to China. China didn't actually go in to the Philippines and get these people and take them back to China. Basically, this is happening at a time when relations are very, very uncertain. Taiwan has just elected a new president, Tsai Ing-wen. Now, she comes from a party that is supportive of Taiwan's independence, formal independence from China. And that makes Beijing very worried. Now, Beijing has been urging her to recognize that Taiwan and mainland China are part of one China, basically that they're part of one country. But she has refused to do that so far. Now, with this happening just a month before her inauguration on May 20th, it's widely seen as Beijing trying to send a strong message to Ms. Tsai that the honeymoon period for her is over and that more of these incidents could happen after she takes office if she continues to not meet China's demands to recognize Taiwan as part of China.
Cindy Su, you are in Taiwan, but is this the kind of thing that is going to be on the news in mainland China, or will this be sort of swept under the rug?
It would not be highlighted, I would think, because the Chinese don't want to present the impression, especially President Xi Jinping's administration, probably would not want to present the impression that his past few years of trying to woo the Taiwanese are not really working out very well, because the Taiwanese are about to get a president who is not so pro-China. So this is not going to be played up in China. But if it were to become a big deal, China would simply make the argument that these men were involved in crime that targeted Chinese people. They were trying to defraud Chinese people through telephone scams. The China would make the claim that they have every right to bring them back to China to be tried in China.
That's the BBC's Cindy Su joining us from Taipei, Taiwan. Thank you so much.
Thank you.